of weeks and playing back-to-back, how are you feeling?
Well, it's nice to be back playing, obviously. Last night was my first game in about a month. I was totally out of shape, but we were successful, and today was a bit tougher on me, but it was tough on all of us. 11-10 overtime loss.
Certainly weren't afraid to go to the net both tonight and last night. You certainly had a couple of those chances going across the crease.
Yeah, that was early in the game. But, I try to do what I can. I obviously can't get to the net like I used to, so I just try to, get in the lanes and get my teammates the ball and let them go to the net.
John, did you feel or sense any sense of weariness in the, especially in the last quarter after two?
Yeah, I thought in the second half they dominated, and I think their pressure all over the floor gave them a lot of momentum, and it seemed a little demoralizing to us because they seemed to have the ball a lot more often than we did. And then when we had the ball, we seemed to go to the net way too early in the third, especially when the game was on the line.
As a leader on this team, what do you say after a game like that to the guys in the room?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the game. I thought, we're at 7-2 at halftime, and we started to protect the lead, and we stopped attacking. Credit to them, they pressured us a lot too, but we had to learn how to step on their throats, and we got to, in this league, in sports, it's not over until it's over. Like, 5 goals is not much of a lead when you have half a game to play with. So we got to learn to, play with the lead and build on the lead as opposed to just play to win.
Seems like you were stepping on their throats when Brandon Miller woke up and made
acrobatic saves, I thought, like 3, if not 4, to keep them in the game, and they kept battling, and I think the right at the third quarter there, they got like 2 goals immediately, so 7-4, and 7-5, my God, we're in the game, and they just built from there, and they just kept going, and they scored 8 in the second half, 1 in overtime, and we only got 3, and I think Miller was a big part of that.
It's really similar to the third quarter start last night.
Yeah, again, we were sitting on the bench, and I guess we're a weak third quarter team, but, I don't know how you calculate that, but back-to-back games, I guess, mm-hmm. We were weak third quarter, but we were better in the fourth yesterday.
In the big picture, John, this could have been a really great week for them.
Yeah.
And, that probably hurts just letting that go and scrambling the division even more, given
so I mean, there's a lot of parity in the league. It's tough to go out and win every game. There isn't going to be any team out there, 14-2 this year. You just look in the standings, and they're all about even. You can go from first to last in the weekend. And, we're going to have other chances to make up for that loss today, so hopefully we can capitalize on them.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.